This is an account on an event that took place May 18th to May 23rd, 2018.
A deadly incident at the Mexican border raising several questions tonight. A 20-year-old woman shot and killed by a Border Patrol agent in Texas. The FBI and Texas Rangers now investigating.
Tonight, the family of this young woman outraged after they say she was shot to death by a Border Patrol agent. Claudia Gomez, an undocumented immigrant from Guatemala, was in Rio Bravo right along the Texas-Mexico border when she was killed.
To jump into the case, I want to see if I can bring back to the interest of maybe at least some people. And it is the case of Claudia Gomez Gonzalez. Her full name is Claudia Patricia Gomez Gonzalez. And I want to read among the most popular or the most important articles here to get you up to date in that case. You may be familiar with it if you remember. Back in 2018, one of the videos associated with this case went viral.
¿Por qué le tiró a la muchacha? ¡La mataste! ¡La mataste!
Where a woman that had just witnessed or heard or both the situation, the shooting, the aftermath of the shooting, she recorded a video in which she confronted at least one of the Border Patrol agents, whether he was the one involved in the shooting directly or he was in the group, I am not sure. But she confronted him as if he was the one that perpetrated the shooting. I remember seeing the video myself. And she repeatedly said that he had shot and killed the girl. And she kept asking him why. Something to that effect. So when you look up the article in Wikipedia, I'm just going to read it. Claudia Patricia Gomez Gonzalez, born February 9th, 1998. Her death was on the 23rd of May, 2018. She was a Guatemalan woman shot by U.S. Border Patrol agent on the 23rd of May, 2018, after crossing the U.S.-Mexican border near Rio Bravo in Texas. They go a little bit into about her early life. Claudia Patricia Gomez Gonzalez was born 9th of February, 1998, in the village of La Unión, Los Mendoza, in the municipality of San Juan, Ostuncalco, which is a rural area near the Quetzaltenango in Guatemala. She was born to Gilberto Gomez Vicente and Lydia Gonzalez Vasquez. She was an indigenous Mayan mom and the eldest of three sisters. She was the first member of her family to graduate from high school, where she earned a certificate in accounting in 2016. Her father worked for several years in Atlanta, but was deported in 2017. Immigration decision. Gomez Gonzalez did not pass the entrance exams for the Universidad de San Carlos, Guatemala's only public university, and her parents could not afford to send her to a private university. She had been unable to work. The family had difficulty paying for the younger children's schooling, according to Marie Claire. She saw migration to the United States as her only hope. An aunt living in Atlanta offered to loan her $11,000 she needed to get to the U.S. And then they go into her death. So planning to stay with her aunt in Atlanta to find work cleaning houses, she left Guatemala on the 7th of May, 2018, accompanied by a paid guide, and on 22 May arrived in Nuevo Laredo, Mexico, where she was taken to a safe house with other Guatemalans planning to cross the border and phoned home. Late in the morning, on the 23rd of May, she and five young men crossed the Rio Grande and, as instructed by her guide, went into an abandoned building near the Centeno Lane in Rio Bravo, about a mile over the border, to wait for her next guide. She saw a border guard officer and ran away, hiding in some bushes. Two of the men ran away. I'm guessing two of the men that were with her ran away, and the two others ran into an abandoned trailer, leaving Gomez Gonzalez and one man behind. A witness reported Gomez Gonzalez took a step, and the agent took aim and fired, shooting her in the head, then running into the trailer. Two men in the trailer told reporters they heard the shot, and an officer holding a gun came into the trailer, pointing the gun at them, telling them to leave the trailer. The men then left the trailer and were handcuffed, and they saw paramedics working over Gomez Gonzalez. They continue the Customs and Border Patrol, CPB, first responded that Gomez Gonzalez, who was described as petite and timid and the rest of the group had attacked the officer with blunt objects and resisted arrest, and that he had to shoot or that he had shot in self-defense. Marta Martinez, a woman who lived nearby, heard the shot and ran outside. She streamed the aftermath of the incident, in which she can repeatedly be heard asking why the agent had killed Gomez Gonzalez. The video went viral, and the CPB account changed to the group had allegedly assaulted and rushed the agent. Three of the men accompanying Gomez Gonzalez were arrested and detained to testify. According to The Guardian, after 5 months, tired of incarceration, they opted to be deported home and return to testify in the U.S. if a criminal charge is brought against the agent. Information released about the agent involved in the shooting, including he had been a CBP agent for 15 years and that he had been placed on administrative leave. As of May 2019, an FBI investigation was ongoing. Gomez Gonzalez's family said they had not been contacted. In May 2019, the American Civil Liberties Union of Texas filed a claim for $100 million in damages on behalf of the Gonzalez family's parents under the Federal Tort Claims Act. In May of 2020, they filed a lawsuit in Laredo against the U.S. and multiple CBP agents believed to have been at the scene. One agent mentioned by name as the agent the ACLU believed was the agent involved, saying that if it hadn't been the agent, it was one of the other agents at the scene. In November 2020, El Mañana reported the investigation had not been resolved. So that is the account found in Wikipedia, apparently updated as of late 2020. So there we can see that the situation has not been resolved for the family. This Border Patrol agent is being protected. His name is not even being released. So he is being protected, obviously, by the system. Not only that, but a tactic of incarcerating possible and very critical witnesses and people that could shed light on what happened is a very clear tactic. Incarcerating those individuals and then deporting them without giving them a chance to really give their input, give their side of the story, is really a tactic to, again, defend the agent involved and to the detriment of justice for the family of the victim, which, again, was a woman named Claudia Patricia Gomez Gonzalez. The New York Times had an early report, apparently days after this happened. This happened on the 23rd of May. This report by Cristina Caron was on the 26th of May, 2018. And it says, the aunt of the woman shot and killed by Border Patrol agent last week after crossing the border illegally near Laredo, Texas, has a message for the United States. Don't treat us like animals. The aunt, Dominga Vicente, spoke at the news conference on Friday, the same day the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Guatemala identified her niece, Claudia Patricia Gomez Gonzalez, 19, of San Juan, Ostuncalco, Guatemala, as the victim of the shooting. This is not the first person dying in the United States, Mr. Vicente said at the news conference in Guatemala City. There are many people that have been treated like animals, and that isn't what we should do as people. Vicente said her niece had left Guatemala out of necessity to try to earn money in the United States. Ms. Gomez had studied accounting but was unable to find a job in Guatemala, according to the Guatemalan television station Guatevisión. Ms. Gomez's mother, Lidia Gonzalez Vazquez, told Guatevisión in an interview posted on Friday that she wanted her daughter's body returned to her. She left home 15 days ago saying, Mamita, we're going to go on ahead. I'll make money. There's no work here, Mrs. Gonzalez said. But shamefully, they killed her. The migration killed her. Carlos Nares, the secretary of the National Council for Migrant Assistance in Guatemala, on Friday called for an exhaustive, impartial investigation. Guatemala is saddened by whatever violence and excess of force was used by the Border Patrol and calls to respect at all times all the rights of our people and whomever may be held by immigration, especially with respect to life, he said. The United States Customs and Border Protection offered varying accounts of what happened in the shooting. which took place on Wednesday, shortly before 12:30 p.m. The agency's original statement said the officer was searching for, quote, illegal activity in a culvert on a residential street in Rio Bravo, a border town about 7 miles south of Laredo, when a group of undocumented immigrants started to hit him with blunt objects. An updated statement sent on Friday said that the officer, a 15-year-old veteran of the Border Patrol, ordered the immigrants to get on the ground, but the group ignored his verbal commands and instead rushed them. The statement also used different language to describe the woman now identified as Ms. Gomez. The earlier statement said that the officer, whose name was not released, fired at least one shot with his handgun, fatally wounding one of the assailants. The updated statement did not refer to her as an assailant, saying instead that the officer fired one round, striking one member of the group. The Border Patrol agent was put in administrative leave, and the FBI and Texas Rangers are investigating the shooting. Marta V. Martinez, who lives on Centeno Lane, next to the site of the shooting, on Thursday disputed Customs and Border Protection's first account of the shooting, saying that she did not see any weapons the group could have used. There was no weapon. They were hiding, Ms. Martinez said of the undocumented immigrants, adding that she did not hear any yelling or stop or don't run. After hearing the gunshot, she ran outside, saw Border Patrol agents on her block, and hit the record on her cell phone. She then peered over a chain link fence to the adjacent lot. Then she saw an officer flip over a woman's body. The officer began doing chest compressions on the woman, but Ms. Martinez said it was clear that the woman had already died. So that is the New York Times early reporting, just days from the tragedy, from the killing. And there we can begin by just reading those two reports. We can see how the system is not only extremely cruel to people that are migrating, desperate people that are migrating to the United States, desperate, poor, powerless, vulnerable people, only migrating. It appears that these people were also unarmed. It would be suicidal for anyone to be traveling and migrating illegally to the United States while armed. So it is quite inconceivable that these people were armed, and there are accounts to the contrary or supporting that the assailants or the people involved here were armed. There's evidence that these people were not armed. There's the statements by the Border Patrol themselves. They did not, again, did not say that the assailants or the people involved were armed. They just initially stated, before they changed their story, initially stated that they were hitting him with blunt objects. That is vague on purpose. Blunt object could be just about anything, not necessarily a weapon. Could be a closed fist, could be whatever they deem to be a blunt object. And later on, when they changed the story, they only said that the people, the members, rushed them, which again is very vague and broad statement, which is quite ridiculous if you ask me, and stupid. I mean, what the hell is rushing? To define rushing is just so stupidly vague and ridiculous on its face. What, running towards you, away from you, running in a direction that you think is threatening? I mean, what does rushing mean?
The U.S. Border Patrol first said on Wednesday an agent opened fire after being attacked by a group armed with blunt objects. But a new statement issued Friday made no mention of weapons and says the group rushed the officer instead.
This is the language that these people use to protect their own, to delay and thwart the investigation,
to purposely confuse the investigation and possible juries.
This is clearly what's going on right here. A dereliction of duty, covering up for what is very clearly a crime.
That same witness told the New York Times that as three more people were arrested, she heard one officer say, "See what happens? This is what happens with you people."
Very clearly, at the very least, is a abuse of force, an abuse of power, and at the very least is police brutality. It's brutality and very unnecessary use of force. And this is what these agencies do on a routine, consistent, and ceaseless basis, where they brutalize, where they beat up, where they shoot at, where they kill immigrants, poor people, people of very low income, very little power, if any. They may not even have an income. They may not have any power at all. And these individual officers, these individual agents, they know this. They know this in the back of their mind. They have made the calculations, even if it's subconsciously, that they could very well get away with shooting at, killing, murdering one of these individuals. They can very well get away with at least hurting and very severely injuring one of these individuals. So that's why they do it. That's why they take the chance. That's why they don't think twice. A lot of these people are very hateful. And we send anything and anyone that don't look like them, even if they look like them, these individuals are very racist, bigoted, and racially supremacist in nature. There are many people that are of immigrant backgrounds, even immigrants themselves, and they have this vitriol, this hatred toward immigrants. I know of some of them myself that support very strict and draconian controls on immigration when they are immigrants themselves. George Zimmerman, a man of clear immigrant background, is reportedly a racial supremacist. Reportedly, his ties is very friendly, and he basically embodies racial supremacy. And what he has done, what he has said, the crime he committed against that teen in Florida, Trayvon Martin, as many of you may know, and he clearly was not at all sorry, not at all repentant for what he did. He, to this day, I believe, he is not only non-repentant of what he did, but proud, and even once tried to auction out the weapon he used on that murder. So, no, being a racist, being a bigot, being a racial supremacist does not mean that you are part of the race that you believe to be supreme. You could be a stooge, you could be a puppet, you could be just a provider for that supremacy, for that ideology. So even if this Border Patrol was himself of immigrant background, immigrant parents, or even an immigrant himself, it doesn't mean that he was not a supremacist. It doesn't mean that he does not hate immigrants, does not hate illegal immigration, does not have some sort of personal and social disdain and hatred. There are many variables here. Race is one. The indigenous nature of the person is another. The poverty level of these immigrants, for the most part, is another aspect. The social standing of those that do or engage in illegal immigration is another. There are many aspects here that are hated by many, many people. And many of them are in law enforcement. Unfortunately, law enforcement has been infiltrated by all kinds of racists, by all kinds of even members of societies that are racially supremacist themselves. So it goes on very far, very deep, these problems with racial supremacists and people that just have this hatred toward immigrants. Many of them are not going to think of it twice to shoot and perhaps kill these people. Some of them join these Border Patrol agencies and law enforcement agencies and even vigilante groups that have nothing to do with law enforcement or with official law enforcement. They join these groups with the sole and top goal of getting those immigrants, of shooting at them, of getting them some immigrants, as they said in the past, getting them some N-words. The new thing is getting them some immigrants. That's how these people think. And a lot of them, again, are in law enforcement.
Gomez's family pleading at a press conference Friday to stop treating immigrants, quote, like animals.
They're not people. These are animals.
These are animals.
What was the name? Animals.
Animals.
Her brother-in-law now pleading for justice.
the sentiment is there. The sentiment is clear. You can hear these people speak. I have heard these people speak myself, what their goals and ideals are in law enforcement, what their attitudes are toward immigrants.
Thousands of criminal aliens. We will be overrun with crime and with people that should not be in our country.
And again, I am very convinced, wholeheartedly convinced, that these individuals will not think it twice to shoot and kill immigrants the first opportunity they get. And I believe this is what happened there in Rio Bravo near Laredo, Texas. This is a shameful situation where this case is still, after years, I'm talking about going on 5 years, this case has not been resolved. The family, to my knowledge, has not heard from the investigation from either the FBI or the Texas Rangers, which again are by and large part of the problem. These agencies are just filled to the brim with racial supremacy, with hatred for all that is involved with immigration, immigrants, not only, but especially illegal immigration. These people hate immigration, period, let alone illegal immigration. From the FBI on down to the Texas Rangers, which, God help us with these agencies getting some kind of justice for the families, because they are within this racial supremacist system. They are the purveyors of the racial supremacy that we see most of the time in law enforcement. So there's very, very little hope that these agencies will bring some sort of justice and provide some type of closure for the families, let alone for those immigrants that are caught and targeted every day near the border with Mexico. This is an ongoing problem. This problem has been going for many years now, where people, teenagers, kids, adults, old people, are being shot and killed by Border Patrol agencies, whether it's federal, local. The vitriol and the hatred, the rhetoric on the media is just ramped to an extreme level right now by governors of pretty much all the border states, and some that are not even on the border, like Florida. They have ramped up the hatred and vitriol and the negative rhetoric against everything and anything migrant and immigrants, especially illegal immigrants.
I got a big truck just in case I need to round up criminal illegals and take them home myself.
And this has siphoned and filtered into law enforcement. Of course, they're going to have this mentality. They watch the evening news. They consume this kind of rhetoric. They consume that kind of mentality. And they adopt it very readily because they already had it in them.
And these law enforcement members are all paid by the governors, cities, and states, which feed this type of mentality to them.
So this is only amplified. This is only something that fuels the fire, that fuels their hatred, that fuels their bigotry that was already there. And they get emboldened. They get amped up and gung-ho, ready to lock and load and shoot.
Lock and load and shoot. And shoot.
And this is what they do. You work somebody up into a frenzy to where they go to work, they drink a Red Bull, they drink a Monster, and they are not only ramped up, but they are now
more than ready to act on what they believe and even ready to kill.
Ready to kill. To kill.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please look for the next episode soon, and please ensure to share this with your friends and family. And please like this content and subscribe as a sign of support and for me to continue to provide this type of content to more people like you. Lastly, if you wish to support this content further, please visit the links provided in this publication. Thank you.